91X News.
It's 16 degrees and sunny at 3. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. OPP have responded to a head-on collision involving two cars on Highway 7 at Doloro Road between Madoc and Marmara. An air ambulance is on the way, as injuries have been reported. The highway is now closed, and OPP are in the process of setting up a detour. We'll have more as the story unfolds. This year's Big Music Fest will have a mix of pop and new rock. The annual concert at East Zwicks Park will take place on June 16th and will include seven different bands, including Metric, 3 Days Grace, and Marianas Trench. David Joyce is the site manager for Big Music Fest. He says this year they're trying to expand the audience with new sound.
I think it's a broad demographic, and that's the other thing we wanted to. We didn't want to kind of be in one niche musical genre. That's what Big Music Fest is all about. It's kind of, as the saying goes, it's a world of music in one day. We want to kind of give you a flavor of different sounds, and in this case, a very much pop sound, and then, as I say, a modern rock sound.
As one of the biggest concert events in the area, Joyce feels it will be great for Belleville's tourism and downtown economy to showcase what we have to offer. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, March 21st in a pre-sale, where you can get VIP tickets and access for the price of a regular admission. Normal tickets go on sale for just under $60 Friday, March 23rd. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is in Montreal to talk about honor killings. He visited a Montreal center for victims of family violence to raise awareness of what he says is a misnamed crime.
There is nothing honorable about so-called honor crimes. Indeed, this is a barbaric practice which our laws rightly deem to be heinous and indefensible acts and nothing less.
Montreal is, of course, home to the Shafia family. Three members of that family were convicted earlier this year of killing four others in a so-called honor crime. A woman convicted of first-degree murder is in the death of 8-year-old Victoria Stafford has turned down a chance to change her testimony. Terry Lynn McClintock testified this week that she killed the Woodstock, Ontario girl in April 2009. But the month after Tori was kidnapped, she told police the killer was her boyfriend, Michael Rafferty. He pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, and kidnapping. Tori's father, Rodney Stafford, says which one of them did it is immaterial.
In the long run, as long as justice is served, I don't think it really matters, because it happened. Tori's not here, and we just got to focus on after this.
McClintock pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and is serving a life sentence. Toronto police are trying to determine how a man fell into Lake Ontario and drowned. The man's friend told police the victim fell into the lake while trying to dip his hand into the water. He was taken to St. Michael's Hospital in critical condition and pronounced dead a short time later. The man's name has not been released. Police are still investigating the matter. That's 91X News 303. Here's Austin McKay with sports.
March Madness continues today. It's the second day of March Madness. Five games are on hand in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Texas Longhorns were able to keep it close, but fell to the sixth-ranked Cincinnati team in 65-59. San Diego State lost to North Carolina State. And right now, Alabama is on top of Creighton. Florida Gators is up on Virginia, while Florida State just started against St. Bonaventure. Later today, sees number 2-seed Missouri take on Norfolk State. Purdue tries to upset St. Mary's. A busy night in the NBA game. 11 games, including the Toronto Raptors in Memphis. The Grizzlies have owned the Raptors of late, having won 6 straight over Toronto. Memphis also won 7 of 8 home games between the two. Other games around the league. Former Raptor Leandro Barbosa will make his debut for the Indiana Pacers, who play the Knicks. Cross-country ski history for Canada. Quebec's Alex Harvey won the men's classic prologue, while teammate Devin Kershaw was third in the second stage of the World Cup Finals in Sweden. It marks the first time two Canadians have shared the podium in a World Cup event. Regina's Mark McMorris was second in the men's snowboard slopestyle final at the Winter X Games in France. American Sean White won the gold. It was his second in as many days after claiming the Superpipe final. The Jays are up 4-0 to the Tampa Bay Rays in spring training action. They look to improve to 12-2 in the Grapefruit League play. Aaron Sebier rocked 2 RBIs, and Bautista has 1, and the Jays scored off an Evan Longoria error. It's the bottom of the 6 right now. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today it'll clear out in the afternoon with a high of 18. Tonight, clear. Fog patches developing after midnight and a low of plus 4. Saturday we'll see some sunshine, becoming partly cloudy in the evening. Fog patches dissipating in the morning and a high of 16. Sunday we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 8 and a high of 17. At 3:06, it's 16 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91xnews.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin McKay. News is next at 4.